You're listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. We are in the final portion of tonight's show. We're going to do some stuff we haven't done in a while. I know we've been breaking up the show, doing it some weird ways, some stuff we'll double back on. I know we want to finish up the interview from last week with Jim Mulahey about white hackers and how they're working. And not white hackers, excuse me, he's a white hat hacker. about hackers and how they're working with scammers. I know we want to finish that up, and we got a lot more of that interview to do. Working on some other things as well. But, I, you know, you can't go too long without your Ann Jacksons and your Belinda the Scammers.
No, we need that.
No, you got to come back to what the made the show what it is, for whatever it might be. I don't really know what it is. But it's something, and you're listening, so it must be something pretty darn spectacular. Or you're bored, and you want Burger King. I don't know. But that's neither here nor there. So let's do, let me find it here. That's the problem. I'm a one-man band when it comes to this. Let's do some scamming.
He's Mr. Bojangles.
Scamming scammers. All right, here we go. Let's remember, we were talking, I was talking, not as myself, as somebody who I created, as to Michael, who is dating somebody who's probably, we don't know the deal, but is friends with Belinda.
Yeah.
And Belinda's been feeding him lies, including about our relationship, my relationship with Belinda. And I've sent him audio, including of the guy feeding Belinda lines and everything, and shown him that Belinda has lied to me. But unfortunately, like a lot of people that are being scammed, you don't always see the facts right in front of your face.
Yeah, it was really weird.
I mean, I wish I could say that that's unusual, but it's really not. So it's just something that I, unfortunately, you know, people that try to help victims have to deal with, unfortunately, more often than we would like.
Yeah, they get all in, and then they're not really... they're not really ready to absorb the fact that
it takes time.
That person could be fake.
Unfortunately, for some people, they don't realize until all the money's gone.
Yeah.
And then that's very, very sad. We're going to do a very brief version of this. We got more to come, but very brief. I just want to touch it, reintroduce it, and then we'll do a nice, healthy version of Anne.
Yes.
Shall we? Okay.
That's never healthy.
No, it's not. So this is me pretending to be me. Because remember, this is... not pretending.
Good job, Dav. Very realistic.
this is me pretending to be somebody else who's a fan of Davin and the show.
Yes. That's so you talk about yourself in the third person.
Yes, Joey, yes. So I asked... it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
March 10th, 2014. So this is me speaking. I asked Davin when the last time he spoke to Belinda was. He said it was September of 2013. I had no idea he had spoken to her so recently. Because remember, they said they had spoken. Belinda had said they had spoken more recently.
Yes. Mm.
He said she asked for money. He said, meaning Davin said, that Belinda asked for money again and he refused. I guess if you wanted to discuss it with him, you could ask him. Anyway, hope all is well with you. March 10th. I don't hear anything. March 19th. How goes it? Haven't heard. Might have lost him. That's it.
Really? So once he heard the evidence that you gave him... And he was like, well, I'm not really sure. Yeah, I guess that is bad. I don't know. And then, so he's hemming and hawing about it. And then you're like, okay, well, it's true. So how's it going? Nothing.
No.
Damn.
Hmm.
Well, so we'll go to another one we've been doing. This is April 8th of 2014. You remember this last Sickly Sue? Sickly
yes.
Sue, who was romancing Mickey Wynn. Mm-hmm. Mickey Wynn, of course, is the brother, real brother, we believe, of Mavis Mills, who used to date Dick Eldorado, played by Joe Curry.
Mm.
And then, of course, fake Davin, me, spoke to Mavis Mills, had chats with him. Mavis and Belinda said they weren't really working together, but we had evidence that they kind
of
were.
Like a picture of them together.
Yeah, at one point Mavis was afraid I was going to come and kill her. So and if anybody's going to be afraid of that, it should be Joe. But Joe's not. So
you were going to show up with a Burger King mask.
I was going to show up.
So that's what scared her.
So Sickly Sue and Mickey had been talking for a while, but the last conversation we had was January 22nd of 2014. So now we're on April 8th, 2014. Mickey Wynn checks in. Hey, beautiful. She goes, how are you? He goes, I'm good, and you? She goes, I'm okay, but I have some work done on my house. Well, at least she's healthy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She goes, oh, are you feeling sick? She goes, nope, I'm fine, but I have to clean a lot because the builder makes a mess, LOL. And by builder, they meant Pip. He goes, you don't miss me at all. Now, he's been gone for 3 months.
I was just going to say.
We're not talking a couple of weeks here. We're 3 months.
Well, it's not a sense of missing as moving on.
Yes. It's like, who are you again?
There wasn't a fallout or anything.
You dated somebody, and, you know, you dated maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month, and then you haven't called. And 3 months goes by, and you call him, and, hi, how are you? Oh, did you miss me? No, not so much, no. And that's been a pretty good 3 months, to tell you the truth.
It's like, ouch.
In Mickey's defense, I'm sure there was other clients that needed his attention.
Oh,
that
of
were more forthright with resources.
Right.
More forthright with resources, nice.
Sure, we're going to be going legit soon. I got to clean it up. Right. Notice that's the only thing I'm cleaning up with all the other horrible things I say.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So he goes, you don't miss me at all. She goes, but you stopped talking to me. Oh, facts.
Which we brought up. I thought we kind of moved on. It's like, can you imagine? Like I said, like a girl, like when back in the day, you're dating. There would be a girl maybe you would date. You know, you go out to dinner one night or maybe the movie. And then you break. And then you call up 3 months later. So, hey, how's it going? Huh? Yeah, hi. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like, you had to see Joe's eyebrow quiver, like, one eyebrow up, like, why are you calling me?
Yeah, why are you calling me? Yeah.
He gave the rock eyebrow.
Yeah, yes, yes.
He gave
yes.
the people's eyebrow.
Yes. See what I've been cooking.
Yeah.
I had
ramen noodles.
I had a disastrous date with this one guy. And
one? Why do I think there's more?
Well, I'm talking about
this
one person.
He got buried with debris that she was trying to make Halloween shit out of.
Let's slide.
Then that's how you make a zombie.
And then he reanimated.
Yes.
No, and it was gone for like a month. And I was like, good, I'm glad he didn't call me back because I certainly don't want to go through that hell again.
Yeah, really.
And it was just, there was something wrong with this guy. He calls me back after a month. And he's like, hi, how's it going? And I'm like, I made the eyebrow the judges made. And I'm like, hello?
Exactly.
Like,
what do you
eyebrow.
Like, yeah. What do you want?
Well, Mickey has an answer. Mm. Pip, what do you think his answer is?
I think he's going to say he was sick.
All right, Joe?
I think he's looking for money.
Well, we know what he wants, stupid. It's a scammer. But why do you think he disappeared for so long? He's got to address this. She just called him out. Sickly Sue said, well, you just stopped talking to me.
Mm. Okay, basically, he probably went away to another country.
Another country. So traveler and illness.
I think he's going to turn it back on her.
He says, my internet.
No!
You know, listen, we've all waited for cable to show up.
Yeah, I know.
For months.
The guy, Verizon?
No cable vision.
Cable, yeah, really. She goes, no, because you always post on your page, LOL. Shit.
That's great. He says his internet. And she's like, yeah, no, I saw your post.
You're not very good at this. Yeah. You better call management, too.
You got caught with your drawers down on that one.
He goes, what do you think he says to this?
Okay.
Good answer.
Yeah.
It's always a fallback position.
They get on because they don't give a shit.
I think he's going to say somebody else, he used his phone.
Okay.
He used his phone.
He says, you unfriended me several times, dear.
You unfriended me several times?
I don't even know how that's... And furthermore, come back a month later, and again, we're still not talking. You just accept them so you can unfriend them.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
No, he's not on his game.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, because you never chat. He goes, I'm so sorry. She goes, I don't like games, hon. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Sickly Sue's playing the victim card here.
Yeah. Trucker Tom said that he answered, nuh-uh.
Another very valid guess.
Yes. That's
a simple answer as well, yes.
Lisa says, no, it wasn't me.
What is he, Shaggy? Remember that song?
No.
Caught us on the bathroom floor. Wasn't me. Caught us.
That wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That was the chorus. Wasn't me. All right. Just me. Okay. so just Mickey, you know, I feel bad for Mickey here. He's
on the ropes.
He's just a guy trying to find love in all the wrong places.
Yeah, but he screwed up.
What do you mean by games? She goes, one day you want to chat and you ignore, and then you ignore me for weeks.
And that's bad?
He goes, I'm so sorry. I was working. Can't you come and visit me in my country? Can't you come? I'm sorry. There was no plural. Can't you come and visit me in my country? We're back to this again. She should fly Mickey there, or she should come to a hotel with Mickey, get an apartment, pay for the whole thing.
They're just such an agenda that they have, like their marching order, that no matter what they get called on, no matter how long it's been since they've been contacting the person, that's the marching order.
Yeah.
And they just stick to, you know, all right, Cutter, all right, can you come and visit me?
Yeah, it's like, you didn't talk to me for 5 weeks. Now I'm going to fly?
It's like a bill collector, you know?
Yeah, it's like, but when are you going to make the payment?
Yeah, but when are you going to make the, but, you know, well, I don't, but when are you going to make the, you know, it's
but
that
I just
underlying
died.
Theme.
When are you going to make the payment?
Yeah, what do you guys think Sickly Sue says?
No.
Why?
I'm sick.
Joe?
Yeah, I would say she's sick.
No, I can't because I have an illness that stops me from traveling. Yay! There you go, girl. You got to play what brought you. You got to use what brought you to the dance.
Yeah. Play to your strengths.
Sure, absolutely. Illness is where we live.
Her leitmotif. Yeah.
He goes, can I come to visit you? She goes, I guess so, but that costs a lot of money. He goes, oh, yeah, and I can't afford it, which is why I'm back. Yeah. She goes, exactly. So he goes, what have you been doing all day? She goes, cleaning, because the builder is working on my house. Didn't we just cover this?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Mickey goes, do you still live alone? He goes, hello? Because like 15 minutes passed.
Sorry, I had to go bang the
it's
builder.
It's like on the phone with Roger.
call me later. I'm cleaning the house. We're doing stuff. Got a scam on the line. Can't talk to you right now. Yeah, the scammer was just unsaved by the bell.
You want to work in Utica?
Yeah, like that
just
ever happens.
Unsaved on the
I want that gig, though.
Doesn't have it.
The scammer was just unsaved by the bell, did you say?
If you know who Roger is, then you know why that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
Sickly So goes, hun, the builder has turned off the electricity and my phone isn't charged. He goes, do you want to talk? She goes, I can't until the power is put on. He goes, okay, text me when you able to. She goes, okay, hun. He goes, okay. Then I think there's some smiley faces. And
how did they get in there?
Lisa says it's a communicable ailment.
Must
that's
be a shit-eating grin.
So
for that.
So that's where we left with Sickly Sue. It's good to have her back in the game, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
and
that she's
still
sticking with her
star
suit.
Yeah, she's still living up to the hype. Yep.
Like, bitch, just die or get healthy. I ain't got time for this.
What ailment would keep you from flying?
Well, I mean, you could have vertigo.
Okay. All right. I hadn't thought of that. Okay.
Well, I mean, I know she happens to have ailments.
Okay. For real?
For reals.
Okay.
So, I mean, she brings a lot of the truth into, you know, messing around with these guys.
It is good. Just like you said, you know, when you were fake Davin would be saying, oh, well, you know, I have to leave soon. And then you'd say, I have to bring my kid to karate.
Well, I wouldn't
say
that to them.
No. You'd say that to the audience. Yeah. But it's like, so it's like you work with what you're really doing because it helps you stick to the script.
Yeah, it does. That way you don't screw it up. And that's the advantage we have over them.
Yeah.
All right. So we check in with Annie?
Most certainly.
A little scam busters. And that's why we're here. We don't got time for a long version tonight.
And I think we have we have everybody in the chat rooms guesses on our quiz for tonight.
Everybody's going to play?
Yeah, but Joe, I need
oh,
you
yeah,
to
okay, yeah, yeah, okay.
How many Mr. Davins?
Okay, I am going to put in for two Mr. Davins.
Okay, how many fucking mafias?
I'm going to put in for three.
It's always
three.
Like a fast food order.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's like you want fries with that?
I'm taking the dinner order, yeah.
You want the combo?
All the combo of bullshit.
Can I have another order of fries on the side?
But and please, extra hate.
Do you want a so-called brown cotton shake?
I'm feeling...
I thought it was chocolate.
Same. That's our cute name for
brown
it.
Brown cotton. That's not, but I put me in for two. I'm going to go for two.
Okay. Okay. So we have everybody's...
No, we don't have yours.
Oh, well, mine are in there. I said...
Yeah, but we don't know.
Oh, I guess I'll
share with
the audience who's listening doesn't know.
Well, they can't see my notebook. Okay, I'll enlighten the class. Three Mr. Davins, one fucking mafia, and I said no so-called brown cottons.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't even believe my own shit here. So I just made that up because it sounded like, oh, Lisa wants a Diet Coke. Okay, I'll do what I can. I'll do what
you
I can.
Want, baby.
Yeah. You know what? It's kind of like guessing what nonsense this crazy person is going to come up with this week, and it goes all over the place. Sometimes she loves Mr. Davin, and sometimes she's like, so called Mr. Davin.
Well, that's why we think she might be nuts.
I think.
Yeah.
All right. April 12th, 2014.
Okay.
Dateline. Mr.
Davin! Ah! Right off the bat.
Sorry, I've been busy because I have five jobs.
Good Lord, she's a Jamaican.
Even Joe's like, you know what? She's working a little much.
Yeah, really?
For me, yeah.
Is she writing a play too?
Yeah. What she doesn't tell you is she has a different one for every day of the week.
I hear she's the new keyboardist of McClinton. Yeah. I don't know. Big
thing. Yeah, this story's more believable.
She's the new Colonel Sanders. Yeah.
Because I have five jobs. I'm tired. I will read mails tomorrow night after being back from my work. Thanks again. I think Miller intruded my mail. So I respond, why do you think Miller hacked you?
Yeah.
If you are concerned and you have mentioned before that you are, open a new mail account that these people do not have.
Right.
Oh, logic.
Oh, facts.
April 13th, 2014. Dateline. So-called idiot Melvin.
Oh.
Ah, so close.
Rat.
Right, ah, hate. So close. Wrong target.
Bad day to play a horse.
Or the fat horse, as the case may be. You are not real UN secretary, but a fucking scammer.
Oh.
What a fucking idiot man like you to be a UN secretary from UN Foundation after I did the unrest report 2 weeks in a row. You are a real scammer. You make me have no choices. All this is the truth, and it is what happened to me.
In a while.
But my what is again, she's calling them out as scammers.
Yeah, but she also mixed in that they're real. She kind of did. She kind of went both ways on that.
Yeah.
She hedged her bets on stupidity.
Yeah. She says, oh, you're this, but you're a fucking scammer, too.
She continues. It's the true story happening to me in 2011. It has been 3 years after I got scammed. I was looking for Jimmy, who wanted to do business with me. We had a meeting in Asia, but he did not take the plane, and I called airplane company to make sure of it. Wow. So you're talking to somebody you're supposed to have a meeting with, and they didn't make the plane. That sounds fishy.
That never happened.
And she called the airplane company.
The airplane company. I guess it was Boeing.
Yeah, you had a 777. This guy was supposed to be. We built it 3 years ago in Washington. Why do we die? What?
The true scam happened from very beginning. Thai woman called so-called Jayanthi Maram scammed me, and she went to Singapore to scam me, impersonating Jim. Me in Jimmy's liar.
Nice.
The real scam started. She informed me that Jimmy got caught at the airport and I was looking for him. The second term scam. Jayanthi Maram impersonated FBI woman, then Pedro Simpson, who might get into the Hall of Fame. No, wrong Pedro. Impersonated FBI man, overall chief in Asia. So she thinks that she thinks a scam's afoot.
No.
Pedro Simpson called me, and Jayanthi Maram know my phone number. Pedro Simpson called me, saying he arrested the Thai woman who was the FBI woman, but abused FBI, and this is why she was arrested. He saved Jimmy's life, and this is why I called FBI head office and branch in L.A. to make sure of it. Okay. FBI told me that I got... Why would you... You're in Japan. You wouldn't call the L.A.
Why?
Office.
Yeah.
FBI told me that I got scammed and asked my mail address, and he explained to me how to file complaints at IC3. All right, so she may have gotten in touch.
I was going to tell you to stop right there, because is that, in your experience, does that sound true? With that, with the information that they would get, and they would tell her to go to IC3 and stuff like that, because it sounds very...
file a report where we'll pay no attention to it and do nothing.
But all right.
That's the protocol.
But nonetheless, it does sound that, you know, she possibly did call the L.A. office, because that sounds like the answer that you would have gotten from them.
FBI man promised me to arrest Pedro Simpson on the phone, and I also told him that Pedro was in Malaysia. Jimmy is from Scotland in United Kingdom. After being scammed, I went to local police, consult the two international lawyers, and local government. Here's the thing. There's no way an FBI man's going to say we're going to be able to arrest this guy.
No. Why? They would not promise that when this is like an international scam. They don't really know where any of these people are.
So you wonder, is she misremembering? Is she saying it to make herself feel better? Or was she talking to a scammer? What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
I think she originally called the FBI and they gave her that information that you just read. But I do think the rest of it is farcical in her mind with what went on after that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time we shift to Damn It All Red.
Uh-oh.
This is the real scam from IC3, Interpol, and U.S. soldiers. Back to black.
Oh, no.
Which we'll be hearing and enjoying tomorrow. Joe and I have a concert to go to.
Yay!
Nice.
Real authorities, IC3, Interpol, are also mafias. What is worse, they will never help the victims because the victims cannot afford to pay for the fees. And the anti-scam sites call it fee fraud in advance. Yeah, we do.
Fee fraud faux fum.
Okay.
I smell the yen of a Japanese woman.
Wait, you know what? How many times have you pulled her ass out of the fire? She just did that for you.
Doing you a solid there.
Pippa's on her game tonight. Joe is stupid tonight. Joe, how's the barrel?
I'll make.
Okay, that says it all.
He's fluffing the pillows for my...
And you'll get Al Perot in 2016.
Counting on it.
He's fluffing the pillows for my eventual fall back into the barrel.
Not tonight, baby. You're on your game. Here is the truth. So-called fucking authorities...
Oh, damn.
That's how they feel. ...will never help the victims, but also the victim's money. I am the true case, and victim A will be the real victim from so-called fucking authorities. Indeed, they are real mafias. There is no difference between the scammers and the authorities. So in her mind, it's all the same. They're all out to get us.
Oh, wow. Even the authorities.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
IC3 and Brown Cotton is a fucking idiot FBI man.
Oh!
Who never gets my money back. Of course that fucking mafia Eric Bohr intruded.
Oh, there's one.
A fucking mafia?
Yep.
Always a favorite. That fucking mafia Eric Bohr intruded my PC while I tried to do research about abused photons on dating sites.
Wow, I didn't think she was into radiology.
Well, if you
nice.
Like atomic dating, you know. It's
Atomic dating.
Who doesn't, Joe? No. Right.
Photons.
I just read what's on the paper. I knew someone was watching my PC, and that person was Eric Bohr. The dating site informed me that someone came to the dating site by using me from another PC. I don't know what the hell she's talking about.
Wait, you know how sometimes if you log into a website, it says, we don't recognize this PC, so you have to, like, validate
it?
Yeah,
I'm going over that. Yeah, I'm going
Facebook
over that.
Facebook does that.
Yeah, and
the banks do that.
Credit
when you
card
do online banking,
companies,
do
yeah.
That. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't recommend that.
I do. We do it.
Online banking?
Yeah.
I would do as little as possible online.
I just check my balances. I really don't do anything.
Well, zero is such an easy number to see. She won't be getting nothing of nothing.
It's actually the opposite.
Oh,
because we have both our checking accounts in there,
uh-huh.
And when she got the inheritance from her parents, you know, usually it's $200, $300, ka-ching! And
wow.
I'm like, wow, look at that. And when we got an argument about something, I'm like, yeah, well, I saw all that money you have in the bank. Where did you see that? I go, it's online with our checking accounts now. It is zero. Zero. That
somebody
money,
somebody
that,
pulled a Romney and moved it to an offshore checking account.
Oh, that was Amscrade.
Are you kidding? That's an
I hope you took a screenshot.
I think I did.
That's in a mayonnaise jar in that room full of crap. Yeah.
Good place to hide it. They'll never find it in there. She continues, I see through the points. In fact, Eric Bohr cannot accept online scam report due to the real rules from the Interpol. Interpol will send the signal to their agent around the world. So every four. I don't know. We got some nefarious crap going on.
Guys, it's a bat. I see a signal.
It's a rat signal.
Nice.
Yeah. So Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois abuse the Interpol.
Sarah Francois! It is like, Sarah Francois!
Like French royalty, Joe.
Yes.
And then she gives me the website for Interpol to crime areas, financial crime fraud. You know, she gives me the link where you can find that on Interpol, where they warn you about financial crime.
Right.
So she includes that.
And it's the real link.
It's the real link. Interpol does not request personal information from a member of the public by email. Our work is always done through national police officers. That's for reals.
Okay.
She goes, I'm doing unrest report about Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois. Do not make me piss off.
Do not
make me piss off.
You are fucking hiding. Shame on you. Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois, you are fucking scammers.
Sarah Francois.
What did you send to me? You sent me the message asking the victims to contact you. How can you explain everything to the real victims? I will expose all the males to the world. A lot of males.
Wow.
So-called U.S. soldiers, James H. Miller and Parker D. Green. Mm. You two should go to hell and die soon.
Well, don't you usually have to die before you go to hell?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe you burn in all eternity, Joe.
Yeah, that's true.
She got it all swapped around.
Yeah, what you gonna do? She's a little upset.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's just offering suggestions. There's a little suggestion box outside the scammer hut. Here's what I think.
Go to hell, A. B, die soon.
How could we improve our service? Well, first, you should go to hell, and then you should die soon. That's yes. What I would do if I was you. Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. And I'd love to come back for my birthday. You use me, and you know my research well. I introduce FBI man Brown Cotton, Interpol Eric Bohr, and idiot UN secretary to you. Just a meeting of the mindless.
Idiots, all of their titles. An idiot UN secretary.
Actually, that's his official title, Joe.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, idiot UN secretary.
That's how the AP always uses it.
Absolutely.
Idiot UN. I think he's part of our show. Yeah, he's like a fourth mic.
Yes, know? Yes.
Stupid. Me.
I'm sorry,
idiot,
that's
UN
Tom.
Secretary.
No, fifth mic is
fifth
idiot
mic,
UN
fifth mic,
secretary.
My mistake, yes.
An idiot UN secretary to you, and now you get the job at UN, but you are fucking assholes threatening me to pay. You never feel shame to use me to pay for your gold bars. Whose gold bars? You are shameful. God will punish you, and you will get killed soon.
Can you read the paragraph again, please, with the gold bars?
Yeah.
The whole paragraph?
Just mentioning the gold bars. I want to listen to that.
You again. Never feel shame to use me to pay for your gold bars. Whose gold bars? She's talking to Miller in Green.
Uh-huh.
Because yeah. Remember, they found these gold bars in whatever godforsaken country.
Whose gold bars?
Miller's gold bars.
Okay.
You are shameful. God will punish you, and you will get killed soon.
Right. On that, do you think that she's still into this laundering thing? Do you think that she's still into the gold bar thing? By reading that paragraph, what's your stance on that?
I think she's still upset that she hasn't gotten the money that she laid out.
But nonetheless, do you think that she's part of it or a victim of it?
I don't think she's part of it. I don't think she's part of any of this.
Okay, because basically there was, when we started, if I'm correct, that when we started this, there was that whole theory that she might be part of that gold bar scam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We
right,
did
right.
Think that
so
she
just
really
reading that
was.
Paragraph, I wanted to get your feeling on how do you feel about it now.
I don't think this woman is capable of keeping together a paragraph, let alone a gold bar ring.
Right. Yeah. So basically going from what we originally thought, you don't feel that she's in with these guys. You
no,
feel
I
that
haven't
she's
for
a scam.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I didn't know that. Very good.
One second. Lisa says, oh, my God, she's going to reincarnate. That's a really frightening thought.
You know, that's really going to help the show if she does.
We get to use her again and again and again.
Like every other stupid radio show that sucks.
Oh, God. But
what?
I don't know what this message means. Jason. Davin! It's Omar's boss, Jason. I got some shit that'll make you laugh and feel horrible all at once. This sounds ominous. I don't know what it means.
He was at the comedy show I did. It's kind of a weird place to jump in.
I know. I was like, okay.
Hey,
I'll
Jason.
Let him know.
Don't get a shout in there. Settle down there, pal. Let's not get all crazy.
He's
and
an
shit.
Excitable boy.
He is an excitable boy. Yeah, well, we did it.
There were two exclamation marks. I was afraid not to tell you.
He could post. Feel free to post what you want in there, and people decide if I need to stop what the hell we're doing now. There was time in the beginning of the show where this would have been pertinent, but what do I know?
We'll see.
Anyway, so I'll go on. Lies, lies, lies.
Lies, lies, yes, lies, yeah. Thompson.
Lies,
Twins.
Lies, lies.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
That's
no,
a great tune.
I was doing Thompson Twins. Lies,
somebody
lies,
should.
Lies,
aren't
yeah,
they gay?
They're going to get you. Lies,
Thompson
lies, lies,
no.
Yeah.
They should be.
No.
Do you not remember that?
No.
No.
No, because I listened to man
it
music.
It was terrible. 80s.
But, slow down. I've been in the car with you. All right? I feel like we're going to like Kohl's to buy a blouse sometimes listening to the shit you play. All right.
Well, you know, they give you coupons for 20-30% off. You could do worse.
Are you wearing said blouse now?
You sit at your cross from me. You would know why. You asshole. Wait, you're not Robin Quivers doing this from some remote location.
I don't know where you bought it.
It's a jersey, you asshole.
Drag me into it.
You started it.
Oh, you got a point. Right.
Nitwits in common. Nitwits Incorporated. Yeah. Your new business venture.
Hey.
All right, I'll go on. All right, number one.
I'll
hey,
get the stationery.
Pay attention. No. She's,
okay,
she's numbering things now.
Oh, shit. Is it in red?
No. I'll okay. let you know. And Jason, please, feel free to write whatever you want. So random. Number one. First, they said my UK friends were transferred to Australia, according to Jennifer's info. UK funds, not friends.
Oh, okay. I was like, her UK friends were transferred.
Yeah,
this
money is moving all over the place.
I know. It's really gone everywhere.
It really has. It's traveled more than Miley Cyrus's vagina.
That's saying something.
It really is. Joe's thinking about Miley Cyrus's vagina.
And that thing's been on both tracks.
What?
Her sexuality is fluid, she says.
Number two. Second term scam. The UK funds is in Scotland, and Jennifer has to go there because her name is also there. Assholes! Lies!
That's the names?
Number three. Where is this fucking funds? They are fucking criminals. You're all scammers cheating on my money and threatening me to pay and pay. Now we're going to go to letters. Letter A.
She studied how to do outlines
well,
in school.
Once you get past three, it gets kind of good.
Roman numeral one.
No Roman numerals. Just once you get past three, it gets a little crazy.
Okay.
Letter A. Green was fucking dead. Jennifer needs a mom because she was crying. B. ICC Brown want to accuse me of assault. These people cheated on my money.
Assault?
I don't even know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, because that's the first time I've heard that. Who'd she beat up?
I don't know.
This is an alphabet of insanity.
So then she says, this is from Interpol. This is from the fake Interpol office at Europe.com. Subject is your funds. This is dated June 19th, 2013. Addressed to her. The UN is reading all your articles. They are trying to see if you work with them in the future. Your funds will be transferred in. Your funds will be transferred. It is just for you to obtain the Federal International Tax Bureau, which is $1,250. I have been assigned to move to England tomorrow noon.
Packer shouldn't go.
And it's U.S. dollars.
Yeah, now it is.
You are very lucky. We'll make sure that the funds are transferred.
If you're really lucky?
No, you are very lucky.
Oh.
You're very lucky. That yeah. You're very lucky that I've taken under advisement to scam you further. Today's your lucky day.
Whee.
James will also leave for Thailand, Bangkok tomorrow from Afghanistan. That's usually where we send troops when they leave the theater of war. We send them to Bangkok.
I can imagine what that flight is like. They're probably on the thing with a goat and a yak and some chickens running up and down the aisle.
And that's just the entertainment.
Yeah.
It's a plane, not a bus.
You ever seen those planes in those third world countries? That's what's running around on those things.
Okay.
Happy not to be on that flight.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are a mess.
Mm. Mm. Especially after the goat's been in there.
Yeah.
I have to call the lawyer to come to my office tomorrow, noon. I am waiting for you. Wait a minute. The lawyer, you're leaving for Bangkok at noon? If I move to England? Anyway, you're moving to England at noon and the lawyer's coming to the office at noon? Something's wrong here.
Can't even keep that straight.
No, there's just one sentence in between, stupid. Proofread.
It's just like, no, it all sounds like random nonsense in
what's this about
form.
Al Perot? What the hell is going on here?
You'll see him in 2016.
Can't wait, Jeff. Can't wait. I am waiting for your confirmations of your full banking details. Sorry for my late response to your mails. Regards, Mr. Eric. Then here's a letter from Jennifer, Parker Green's daughter. Mummy, I have the money with me now, and my dad sent $200 to me. Please try to send $400 so I can go and meet the lawyer this morning. Your daughter, Jennifer.
Be careful crossing the street with it. Remember what happened the last time.
Boom.
Beat by a truck.
Now, Jennifer's supposed to be an American.
mummy.
Mummy, right. Mummy, and she puts the dollar sign behind the money, which we don't do.
No.
Wow.
We put the dollar sign in front of the money.
Yes.
That's just pathetic.
Yeah. Mummy Ann, after she sent the money to me, all my money, I got plus my dad's money, he sent was a total of $1,050. Again, said wrong. I still need $200 to complete the total fees. I have called lawyer, and he said he does not have any money, because that's who you call for money.
Yeah, really.
I have the whole money with me now. Mommy, please try your best. I am having fever, too, because of the weather. Yours, daughter, Jennifer. The weather?
Oh, the weather?
It's a case of sunny outside. I'm coming down with something.
Yeah.
Weird.
Then this is from Barrister Morris Mariba. Mrs. Ann, I have never kept silent since the beginning of this transaction. Please take note of that and stop the insults. The way you insult me, because I can charge you for that at the court of law. Really? Can you, sissy pants? She said mean things.
She hurt my little feelings.
Joe, I want you to know that you'll be getting served soon, because you've been saying mean things to me, and I don't like it.
I'm going to be locked up for years, all the shit I've told you.
You most certainly will.
Yeah.
Your funds has been held in Australia this morning, and they sent you an email only for you to pretend as if you did not see it. Please contact the EU in Australia. Thanks, Barrister Morris.
Why in Australia?
Why not? Because it's far.
Why am I wondering?
So then she has a conversation with Parker Green. Hi, Ann. She goes, that's him. He goes, what do you want? She goes, so much for the pleasantries.
Yeah. She goes, like, sounds like me when I walk into my house.
When you walk in here.
I'm not welcome anywhere.
Well, it's because of you. You bring it upon yourself.
What's the common denominator? Both places.
I can't wait till one day. I can't wait till one day we look in the chat room and we see it used to be Joe's girl.
No.
Oh, this one's a keeper?
Yes.
Well, there's some details that need to be worked out, but I digress.
No, Davin, no, down.
Oh, legalities. But anyway. I'm a stickler. Anyway. Anne will go, I will not work for UN anyone. For UN or anyone. She goes, this is not my job. He goes, who?
What?
He goes, who?
Who? That's not a rational answer to what she said.
Maybe she asked her what her favorite group was.
Could be. She goes, I'm looking for jobs. I want to pay for my debts. He goes, who asked you to work for UN?
I
got the script right here, stupid. What you talking about?
Yeah, we never set offered that up. Where'd you get that?
She goes, you are very far from USA. No, he goes, you are very far from USA. She goes, what do you want? I have no money. Authorities lie to me. No more interest anymore. I will not bust scammers anymore. Anymore?
Anymore?
You're not doing such a great job right now, sweetheart.
You stick on ice, yeah.
He goes, who? She goes, assholes.
Oh, my God.
Do not contact me anymore. He goes, me? Me? She goes, not you. She goes, I'm looking for jobs, seriously, so I will not send info or bust scammers. He goes, I understand you. Your funds will be transferred soon. James is really looking fees. I bet he is.
How is she at radio sales?
I'll tell you. You know what? No. She's about as good at radio sales as Joe is operating a chat room from England.
Oh, dear.
Did you contact James? She goes, I resent all the info to all of you. That is the last one. Sorry. I will work on my job. And this is from July 6, 2013. No need to contact me. I want to work for a living. I cannot survive. Assholes. Really? He goes, me?
I cannot survive assholes. Really?
It's very hard. I will admit.
I've been in her position.
Yes, you are in her position. She goes, I will not contact any of you anymore. Please, I need my own life. I will withdraw all of my videos. That is not my job. He goes, I need to send James fees back. I will inform him. Please, do not insult Dr. Melvin. Okay?
That's what he's got feelings.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Isn't that idiot Melvin?
Not to Parker Green.
Oh, normally.
They're pals.
Yeah. That's Dr. Melvin. But Parker Green continues. Dr. Melvin is taking care of the whole case. She goes, there's nothing to do with him. He goes, he has promised to handle your case on his own. Yes.
What a guy.
Yeah. She goes, I do not work for UN or any authorities. This is not my matter. Parker goes, he said something serious at press conference. No problem. He is not asking you to work for UN. She goes, no need to talk to me about this. He goes, he only promised to handle the case. She goes, handle what? She goes, I do not want to get involved and get killed. No more interest. Parker goes, the terrorists and scammers. She goes, I am not so that smart. And in that, she summed up a lot.
Yeah. She's coming to terms with things.
Yeah, sure.
That is not my matter. He goes, and your friends will be transferred. Yes. She goes, I will withdraw everything soon for self-protection. He goes, he also asks you to pull out from the search. Yes. She goes, USA and UK, are smart. He goes, the Japan agents will protect that area. She goes, we Asian people are idiots.
Wait, pull out from the search for what?
Scammers, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Or the funds. Jackson goes, using me, assholes. This is really Western people. This is why terrorists want to attack. You are a liar. Now she's talking to Miller. I don't know what the hell happened. Now she's talking to Miller. You are a liar. Miller goes, he is. She goes, no. He goes, your money will be sent to you on ATM card. Okay? She goes, where is Green? Where is he? December 8th, 2013. We're all over the place, but this is how it comes.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly.
It's a frenzy of insanity.
I'm sure. Miller goes, why I lie to you? He is fucking dead. She goes, when? How? He goes, forget it. She goes, when?
Forget it.
Forget it.
Miller goes, last month. Contact Jennifer. She goes, I'm looking for jobs. But you're an illegal and you'll find none here.
Yeah. Contact Jennifer. Find out why your friend is dead. I have to find a job. What?
She goes, Mr. Oda was mad at me, saying that I lied to him about Jennifer. You all make my money. Then now she's talking to IC3 Brown. She writes to him, please do not contact me anymore. I am in trouble with my payment. You destroy me. Assholes, go to hell. He goes, what trouble? Why do you always insult me? I have some ideas why. She goes, I have no money to pay for my company. He goes, I see. What about Jennifer? She goes, this is lie. Lie. Brown, IC3 Brown goes, did you contact her? She goes, it is her who did this by herself. He goes, no, never. What did she do? She wants to come to Japan. She says it is always to her dad. Jackson goes, do not contact me anymore. Brown goes, because she asked you to help her? She did it for you. Jackson goes, do not tell me anything. Brown goes, why? I don't know what the hell's going on.
I'm really confused.
Jackson goes, because this is fucking idiot funds destroy me. I am totally broke. Brown goes, at this stage, she goes, and I have no money. And Brown goes, I know what? Jackson goes, what stage? It is lie. Scam. Brown goes, how is your fever? Jackson goes, people are laughing. Never contact me. I am looking for one more job.
I only have five.
She goes, how much do I lose? Go to hell. You destroy my real life. You're a real killer. Fuck your gold bars. That's going to smart.
Ow.
Maybe the edges are rounded.
Yeah. Yes. I will. Well, if you have square pants, should be fine. Anyway, I will post that one, too. To show the truth how you scam me, you will go to hell forever. It's not just a brief visit to hell. You're going to be there a while, mister.
No round trip ticket for you.
Yeah, right.
You will see what is going on. Miller goes, you made Brown send money to Jennifer. Jackson goes, so what? Go to hell. Miller goes, you insult a little girl like that? That's the focus.
Yeah.
Jackson goes, forever. Miller says, fuck you.
Such a happy bunch.
After all these fuck yous, would you still be talking to any of these people?
Well, she gives good head.
It's just this crazy crew of assholes. It's like they're watching the Roadrunner cartoon.
And we call that the third segment of our show. Yes.
Lisa says, no purgatory for you.
Jackson goes, do not send message. Miller goes, fuck off. Jackson goes, I'll block you out, posting you everywhere. Fuck you. Miller goes, they will file your ass.
They will file your ass?
They will fire your ass.
Oh, file.
Yes, you'll go in S for stupid.
Do it now. Jackson goes, why not? Miller goes, asshole, slut. Jackson goes, you are.
But what
slut.
Am I?
She goes, I will post you. Miller goes, fine. Miller goes, I did nothing to you. January 13th, 2014. Jackson writing to Miller. How do you think this one's going to start off, kid?
Not good.
Fuck you.
You win!
It
starts with fuck you.
You know what? That's a proper salutation in Japan.
Many
I
emails to Joe started off that way.
And many ending conversations end that way, too.
Yeah.
It's like aloha.
It is. Or shalom.
Yes, it's like shalom. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Well, fuck you. You will go to hell. This is what I can see. Go to hell. Fuck you. Miller goes, you too. I love when these two kids have a spat.
I can't believe this is the whole conversation.
Jackson goes, fuck idiot people. You are a scammer. Miller goes, you too go to hell. Idiot. Me? Ha ha. Jackson goes, you are. Miller goes, you are the scammer. Jackson goes, why not arrest all the hunters? Miller goes, you are.
I know you are, but what am I?
Jackson goes, go to hell. Do it. Why not? You cannot arrest them. Miller goes, they will do it. Jackson goes, idiot so-called authorities.
Oh, boy, that's a new one. Wow.
Wow.
Should have picked that one.
I know. Who knew?
20-1 shot on that one.
Miller goes, you lost. Jackson goes, this is why. They commit crimes. Miller goes, I'm sure they will shot you.
Yes.
Jackson, going to throw him through the air at an Olympic event?
Yeah. Okay. Out of a cannon.
Yes.
Jackson goes, they stopped the victims to comply with the authorities. Miller goes, never you contact me again. But wait, there's more. Jackson writes to Miller, I need to work a lot to pay the debts. You destroy my life and job. Fuck you, assholes. Miller, channeling the great band White Lion, says, wait. Long way to go for that. But anyway.
Yeah, wow.
Boy.
Jackson goes, no need to wait. Bye. Miller goes, give me your account number.
Wait, give me your account number.
Well, let's get to the reason I called.
All right, we're not going to open up with fuck you right now, so let's just get right to it.
It's like when you're on a business call and you're talking about this, that, and the other. Right, well, we play golf Saturday. Oh, it's good. All right, I need a pray, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, what is it? He goes, give me your account number. She goes, fuck off my life.
I love that one.
He goes, do not insult me again. She goes, it is really over between you and me. Now, that phrase, remember, there has been insinuations that these two had a romantic relationship.
Oh.
That sounds like a romantic relationship. And the type of passion that these two have,
yes,
with their hatred and casual use of fucking you,
yeah,
makes me think that maybe there's something to it, even though she's denied.
There was a lot of fucking in this conversation.
There certainly was. Jackson goes, it's really over between you and me. Miller goes, give me your account number. Jackson goes, just return the money to me and then leave me.
Wow. Well, now, how would they have had a romantic, would it have just been by writing? Or
yeah, it would have to be just by writing.
It couldn't, because she has no idea how this person is in real life.
No,
so
it would have to be by writing.
Yeah, yeah. It's not physical. Okay. Right.
Miller goes, okay, I will, but God knows my heart towards you.
Oh.
Jackson goes, no more love.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
So we know, it would have seemed that she's lied to me.
Yes.
And it would seem, I don't know why she would include this, but when you're copying and pasting, who can pay attention?
Yeah, you forgot to white out the little incriminating parts, didn't you?
It would certainly seem that there's romance involved. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's what Lisa's saying.
That, yeah.
She's saying disgruntled former boyfriend and girlfriend.
Hate when that happens over scam relationships.
I know.
December 17th, 2013. Jackson writes to Miller. To tell you the truth, Miller goes, I know you never loved me. Jackson goes, I'm looking for jobs. I have many job interviews. I need to work to go on with my life. Miller goes, please. Jackson goes, I have much debts. Miller goes, give me your account details.
Please, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, your account number, baby, baby, please.
Do you want to know something? It seems that they were having an affair because basically it's, you know, just the way he's persistent giving me, because think about it, you just can't go to a person that's kind of a straight, just give me your account details. If you were more intimate with that person,
mm-hmm,
that wouldn't be, you know, persistent like that wouldn't be out of the question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could be like, look, I'll help you if you just give me your account number. But you wouldn't ask that to a stranger.
You wouldn't ask that to a stranger or a business acquaintance.
It
would be, that tone would be more like somebody you're having a relationship
with.
I really wish I had the transcripts of Naughty Talk. So what are you doing? I'm fucking you in assholes.
Oh.
Tell me more. Go fuck yourself forever. Where are we? In hell.
It sounds like these two kids could have written some awesome porn for fake dad.
Tell me more about these gold bars.
Yeah. What are you going to do with the gold bars?
I'm going to massage your scalp with them.
Repeatedly.
<Yeah.
laughs> So Miller goes, give me your account details. Jackson says, and this is groundbreaking right here, go fuck yourself.
I'm done doing it for you.
Yes, yes. And then there's a website, rbsinternational.com. It's a bank. Jennifer needs to go there, Miller says. Jackson goes, what is it? Miller goes, by train. Jackson goes, does she have money? Miller goes, she cannot get transport. Jackson goes, do you want me to send money to her? Miller goes, I am very mad here. I can send money tomorrow, Jackson says. I have 200 U.S. dollars. How about green? Miller goes, this is from December 17, 2013. So they moved on. They're back to giving money again.
Hold on
yeah,
a second.
I was just seeing it. Say, yeah.
I don't.
Trucker Tom says, sounds more like a crackhead. Come on, baby. I'm hurting. Just one more account number. I'll suck your dick.
You might be right.
Yeah, I think you hit that one right on the head.
You know, Tom, you have a purty mouth.
You got a purty mouth.
You got a purty mouth.
That's why I was enjoying all that banjo mandolin playing during the Colonel Sanders part.
See, creepy.
It is when Pip does it.
Yeah. Everything's creepy when I do it.
It is. So she goes, how about Green? Miller goes, message her. Miller goes, I have no contact from Green, so I am waiting to hear from him first. Or the doctors. Jackson goes, do I need to send money? Tell me, because I have only this money. UN should pay Green. I will ask Melvin. Miller goes, let me see how much she needs to get there.
Oh, no. No.
Jackson goes, I can pay only 200 U.S. dollars, which I guess is 20,000 Japanese yen. This is what I have now. I have no more money. Miller goes, wait, let me ask her, please.
Oh, my God. She's contemplating giving money. Yep. Oh, my God.
This is after all the fuck off my life. So I'm looking for jobs, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
after all of that.
Yep.
But Jennifer needs transportation, so she's willing to give her money.
Yep.
And Jennifer was just saying, my father gave me $200, so I need another $400, and I can go
see. That was $200 or something.
Yeah, and now I can go, and then I can go see somebody about something I forgot already. But,
a
really,
man about a yak.
Really?
Miller goes, wait, let me ask her, please. She goes, okay. There are so many good jobs here. Jennifer has many good chances if she can come to Japan. She can work and study both. Tell her.
Oh, my God.
Now it's time for Ball Busting Blue, Joe. This so-called UN funds is never-ending payment. After I knew Jennifer was a fucking liar, all these people are doing the same ways as scammers and mafias. Then Jennifer writes, Mummy, please send it to Mr. David. I am in bad condition. I have not heard from my dad. Please message me tomorrow. I am going back to my friend's house now where I stay. Your daughter, Jennifer. They've never even met.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Whoa, hold the phone
Mr.
here.
Mr. David's in Ghana.
Yeah, but this is terribly confusing because she's saying she's considering giving Jennifer the money. Then she's saying Jennifer's a liar, and now Jennifer.
No. At the time this all happened, she was going to give the money, and then she.
Oh,
she's
interjecting in blue.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And then here's a conversation between Miller and Anne. So Miller goes, okay. So Jackson goes, then she will go to Scotland, or Miller goes, yes. She will take train. You have email for David. Again, David's in Ghana. I am going to base now. Jackson goes, who? David Copper? David Moore? Which one? Miller goes, David Moore. Jackson goes, this is the last message from me. I will never contact you. All you want is money. Fuck you assholes. Miller goes, what's all this? I come on shift and I'm greeted with this?
yeah, I come on shift.
Yeah, I haven't even had my coffee yet, and I'm dealing with this. I don't understand. We were just going to give money.
Yeah, I'm really going to get the last guy who screwed it up in between last time I talked to you and now.
Did somebody trigger one of your personalities, dear?
I think so.
Miller goes, I never want your money. Jackson goes, I will cut ties with you. Fuck off. Miller goes, please believe me. Jackson goes, never contact me. Tired. Never. Miller goes, I'm trying here. Okay? Bye.
Lisa says dueling Davids.
Yeah. Miller goes, in his best Cookie Monster, me want your money.
That's so funny. Get it out of cookie jar.
Money. M is for money. And money is for me.
I'm surprised you didn't say that.
Money, money, money starts with M.
Today's letter will be M.
Won't be W.
And the number 200 yen.
The number 200 yen. Can't we just cooperate?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, my God.
What, Joe? What are you shaking your head about over there?
It's cooperate.
Well, then, if we would all just cooperate, we could get Jennifer to wherever she needs to go, Joe.
It's a whole Sesame Street theme tonight.
It really is. Me wants your money. Miller goes, for what? Please, think. $200 will do what for me? Oh, my God. Please, message Jennifer. Thank you for all your word to me. Jackson goes, I do not care about you. Fuck off.
My life.
Bye.
Oh, rats. Okay.
Mr. Devin!
Number two!
I cannot make 100% sure what the woman who called us who started this whole thing is a fucking liar. Because remember, I've been asking about that. Green never asked her money. This woman is lying, and she even does not know what she is talking about. I can see through things. What are you, clairvoyant, stupid?
Oh, wow.
She can see through things?
She certainly can, Joseph. Don't you question
it. With lead glasses.
The truth is, I did introduce Miller and Parker Green to Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, and Idiot Melvin. I do not lie.
Idiot Melvin, I love that title.
That woman is a little sick in her mind.
Wow, pot, kettle, meet each other. Wow.
So I write that. I go, you have sent me countless correspondence of these people lying and asking you for money, yet you can't believe that Green asked her for money. That makes no sense.
Really?
So she goes, I do not understand by anyone because I think Parker Green is a person who has the wrong and right sense. He is very straight. This is what I know. He is a real man.
What?
She thinks Miller's good. I mean, Parker Green is a good guy.
Okay.
About Miller. I really look up for him. Oh, I really look down upon him. For me, he is a fucking asshole.
No.
Well, that's what she says. All right. So I respond. Parker Green is nothing more than a scammer posing as this man, Thomas Cunningham. And I give her a link to a model. The model of the picture.
Okay.
This is the layout. This layout is from 2011. Your Green claims he was a male model a long time ago and is currently 49. There's no way the man pictured is in his mid-40s. If you read, he actually talks about his very young daughter. Here is another site featuring him. Stunning boys and men at Blogspot.
Oh, dear.
Truth equals they are all scammers. None of them are officials. None of them are good people. None of them made mistakes. They did exactly as they wanted. The reality is what it has always been. Either you are a victim who never had any business offering advice to anybody, posting blogs, posting videos, etc., or you knew exactly what you were doing and happily went along with the scammers. Many have suggested the latter of you. My opinion is the former. Perhaps I am naive. Maybe I am correct. You can curse and say how I know nothing and I am an idiot if you wish.
Oh, thank you.
Not to you. Oh. Not to you, stupid.
Oh, Joe, you thought you finally got carte blanche.
Stay in the barrel where you belong. The reality is these people took your money. None of their stories could be verified, and there's no direct link between any official agency and the names of the people which you provided. If you want help with getting over the emotional trauma that you've been through, I can try and put you in contact with somebody who is excellent at helping victims. I am so sorry that this is the reality. I really wish we had tangible proof that they were in fact part of official agencies, as then perhaps you would have recourse. The facts just do not show this. There is nothing to be ashamed of for being scammed. It happens to a lot of very intelligent people. You do need to recognize what happened so that you can lead a happy and fruitful rest of your life. I will continue to do my best to expose them and the intricacies of the scam in which you are involved. Your story is a great cautionary tale and a wonderful learning tool. I'm sorry you've been caused so much pain and hardship, but thank you for providing a great way to educate people and hopefully stop future people from being scammed in this way.
Wow. Well, that was a very nice way of saying it after she's, like, cursed you up, down, and sideways. But I mean,
I'm very magnanimous.
It was magnanimous. But, it was kind because you're saying, look, I can find somebody to help you, but this really is the truth. This is how it is. I dare ask, what'd she say after that?
Well, you'll have to tune in next time.
Ah, darn it! Damn you!
We have
so-called Mr. Davin.
And you could tell her, write her till he's blue in the face, but she's got to come to terms with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time I've slapped her with reality.
No.
I've taken the cock of truth and put it upon her face.
Slapped her with it.
I like that. Like, it's kind of noble when you call it the cock of truth.
Nope.
You know what? And now bow before the cock of truth and accept the cock of truth.
Have
it sounds more than it is.
Mr. Helix?
What?
Nothing.
Can you imagine, like, if you could, and you could convince certain people that there's truth within it. If you like to behold the cock of truth. Not just hold, but to behold.
Is that what it's called? Truth that's within it?
Word. I'm going to fill you with truth.
Truth serum?
Yes. Truth serum.
The truth just splashed me in the face.
Well, now you're covered in truth. You've never been more truthful, Joe.
Hard to get out of a dress.
Full of truthiness. As Stephen Colbert used to
say. Truthiness. You're covered in truthiness now.
Truthiness, Joe. Don't refuse the cock of truth. Take it. Take it all.
Take it like a gold bar, baby.
Let me stimulate the good within you.
I like this metaphor.
Of course you do, because it's filthy.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, it really is. It might not be our wheelhouse for much longer.
I know, so I can enjoy it while I can.
And now, enjoy my cock of truth.
And that's a good way to end.
It really is. I've always said there's no better way to end than with a cock of truth.
Truth, yes.
So we should thank some folks for letting this happen.
We should. I can't believe that they would do, but thank you.
Well, the people do. They're behind this show 100%. Yes. They let these good things happen, so we should thank them now.
Yes.
Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, family martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. It was pretty cool. Last night they did almost looked like MMA in there. Like the kids, like everybody was geared up with the helmets and the gloves so they could grab. They were doing grappling and everything.
Oh, wow.
And my daughter was going out. It was the funniest thing. She's fighting a girl much smaller than her, and she wasn't taking it seriously, but the instructor, you know, whispered to her what the girl should do,
right,
you know, without my daughter listening and everything. So the girl's like picking her up because you have the lower center of gravity,
mm-hmm,
and dropping her down and everything. I'm thinking, yeah, you know what, Skyler, you might want to do something about this. Getting jacked up by a munchkin. But then there's this moment where the other girl gets Skyler on the ground and Skyler flips it and now is like sitting on top of the girl and the girl's like back up. So, like, if it was, like, a brawl, you could just, like, really start wailing on their head. And they're in equipment.
Yeah.
And everything. And the instructor thought that they were going to have to break this up. But no. Skylar's just staring down at her. I go, Skyler, why don't you tell us what color her eyes are since you're staring into them for so long?
Do something.
So my daughter, not so much with the killer instinct.
Right.
Come on. You know, the kids.
No, it's good. But
did you want her to beat the munchkin?
No. But a shot. Right. I mean, you can't let it go on. Like, after the first... Because remember, the kids all geared up with, you know, headgear and everything. And my daughter doesn't punch that hard. But, you know, let's get a shot so we know... It looks like we know what we're doing. And as they go, well, now's the time to talk.
Let's chat.
You just got to last the round. You might want to do something.
Now that I'm sitting on your chest and staring down at you, let's chat.
It was like they had just... Neither one had any idea what to do.
That's funny.
It was. All right.
Little girls. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York brings a fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's is the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Brock's Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, and thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just happens to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Also, Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner, our pal Davin of Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
We got another show coming up there. We're just trying to hammer out the date. So that'll be exciting. Looking forward to doing another great show at Portobello's. Sidesplitting Productions. You want a comedian for your restaurant, your venue, private corporate event? Hey, it's almost Christmas time. You might need to hire an entertainer for that. Give us a call. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Phone number 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Call me. No, we'll talk. No big whoop. Anyway, Pip. Anything coming up for Mr. Helix?
Nothing going on this week.
Joe?
I'll be at the WEPA Center in Meriden, Connecticut.
The what?
The WEPA Center, W-E-P-A.
What's the WEPA Center?
WEPA Center, I believe it's in a performing arts center up in Meriden, Connecticut. So I'll be up there 8 o'clock this Saturday. Check it out. I'll have it on my Facebook page.
There you go. Very excited about what I'm working on for next week. It's going to be Nazis in the news.
Yay!
It turns out they discovered a long-lost Nazi train that supposedly had explosives and gold on it. This thing's been lost forever, so they think they may have found it. And working with somebody, I'm putting together something that I think will harken back to what this show really is at its best, completely dark and off-putting.
Mm. So, ooh, they found Anne's gold bars.
Yeah, they did. They found Anne's gold bars. Yeah, Anne Frank's. Anyway, but no, it's going to be funny. It's going to be dark. I'm really excited if this comes together. We got to figure out what we're going to do with Jim's interview, play that again.
Yep.
Obviously, I have to do more with Ann Jackson and other things. So we got good stuff coming up next week. So I definitely hope you come on back and check it out. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat room tonight. Thank you guys listening wherever you are. Thank you guys for listening on replay. Always appreciate it. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next.